Welcome to the Change Your World Women's Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Mr. Dylan Raymond. Dylan, why don't you take it from here?
Awesome, awesome. Good after morning to all. This is Dylan Raymond. I am so excited today to speak on during this woman virtual conference. Just a little bit about myself. My primary audience is military service members, but the beauty of it is we have a ton of females in the military, and I think this would certainly help that audience and individuals, building up and edifying the women in their lives. So I am CEO and founder of Rucksack to Briefcase, keynote speaker, best-selling author, MC workshops. But I just want to take this opportunity again to thank you, Tanya, for this opportunity. And I think this is a pretty relevant topic, you know, especially since I would say I'm qualified to be able to speak on this topic, not quite have my PhD as in this subject or this area with women, as I am the father of four girls and, of course, married, father of four girls. However, I do have a male dog, a little Shih Tzu. So not too much testosterone in the house, a lot of estrogen, so I needed to really adjust myself to be able to thrive and to be successful in that environment, which I'm thinking I'm doing a pretty good job. So the title of my message today, it's called Pom Poms. It's to cheer the women on in my life, no pantyhose or mini skirts needed. Good or bad, right or wrong, win, lose, or draw, I just want to share with you how I cheer the women on that's in my life, and not so much the how and the what. Yes, I'm going to talk about the how I do that and what I do to accomplish that. But the biggest thing, the takeaway from that is I would like for individuals on this call, whether it's relevant for you or someone that you can share this with, because the recording is going to be saved. So it's going to be, I think, a relevant topic to be able to share, or maybe benefit, maybe take one tip out of it, and hopefully it'll be applicable in your life. And when I say pom-poms, I mean pom-poms is just the example. I think of a cheerleader, how cheerleaders cheering on a team. So I'd use that example. And for me, the pom-pom could be paper towels, it can be pillows, it could be towels, or it can be two clenched fists raised in the air, just cheering those loved ones on. But I wanted to, before I go any further, because when I ran the topic and the title by my wife, she said, hey, that sounds a bit sexist. I do want to let you know I am not sexist. It is just from a man's perspective. And no, I don't need any pantyhose. I don't need any mini skirts to cheer those women on in my life. So, no, I'm not a sexist, so I just wanted to clarify that. Again, it's a presentation from the male's perspective, and I just wanted to let you in on the inside of what I do to kind of cheer those ladies on. So just to tell you a little bit about myself and my life with the ladies, so I'm happily married for right around 15 years, 3 months, 11 days, 9 hours, and 30 minutes. So I am, again, a proud father of four girls. I do have a little grandson and that male Shih Tzu that I talked to you about. I am the second oldest of six boys. Grew up on the East Coast in New York City. So that is pretty tough, and you can probably predict that it was probably a little challenging in my household growing up around testosterone and being able to thrive and survive and to lead in an environment with women. So I had to study to be able to show myself approved in that environment. So I had to quickly learn how to thrive and lead, sort of like the Rosetta Stone lesson, just kind of get that lesson right away, you know, because I needed to create a loving home in the environment that I'm in. And you can bet your bottom dollar I did fail miserably. And in fact, if I was to grade myself on my previous marriage, because I do have to let you know that I was previously married, and if I was to give myself a grade, I would say I'd give myself an F, because at the bottom line is it ended in a divorce. Yes, the big D. I could have took the victim mentality mindset because I went through a divorce, but you know, I analyzed, overanalyzed, studied where things broke down, asked myself the question, what is it that I could have done to, you know, make things a little bit better? So what I decided to do, I decided to be reflective of what my part was. So I decided to take, instead of a victim mentality, I wanted to take more of a victory and a player or winner mindset. You know, I could have done, so somebody used to take the first step. I could say, hey, Mike, you can take the first step. But I decided to step up. I'm going to take the first step because I believe men should go first, lead by example. I remember my talk back in the past, it was, hey, you know, you made me angry, you know, pointing the finger until somebody actually, you know, they told me, hey, Dylan, if you point the finger, just take a look because you got three of them that's pointing back at yourself. So I had to reevaluate myself and see what it is that I could have done to do differently. And I did. And I'm applying that on a consistent basis. And again, I'll share with you the what I do, but more importantly, why I do what I do. Here's why I do what I do, and I hope you take this away and, you know, maybe share with individuals. One, 50% of all marriages, most marriages, they're going to end in divorce. And the number just increases when you get second marriages, third marriages, you start adding blended families. That just kind of complicates the math, and it makes it a little bit challenging to be successful in that environment. Some are, you know. And a lot are. But if those 50% individuals that stay married, 7 out of those 10, when asked, they remain together, you know, they said they would remain together if they would do something differently if they had to do it all over again. One of the other reasons, the third reason why I do what I do, because I want to be an example. I want to be an example to my daughters. You know, I want to build their confidence. I want to build their self-esteem. You know, and I made some mistakes. I made some mistakes with my two older girls, but I'm constantly in the game, playing the game to win and to be consistent in that life. In fact, what I do now, it's a couple things I do with my daughters. I try to pray with them every day, and I try to build them up. And I have five sentences or five affirmations that I say with them, and I tell them, hey, you're confident, and they repeat, I'm confident. I say, you're a leader, and they repeat, I'm a leader. I say, you are a child of God, and they affirm that I am a child of God. I say, you are, have a healthy self-esteem. You are beautiful, and they affirm that. And then to hear it coming from the Father, you know, and to be able to pour into them and shape them, their confidence is just, you know, I love to see the confidence that they have. And it's also good for them to see that I did make mistakes. You know, however, comma, I accept the responsibility, turn the situation around, and still doing what I need to do to be examples to them, to be successful, so they can see that that I'm doing that on a daily basis. And one of the last things why I do what I do, because I just believe that I was created to lead these beautiful women that's in my life. I believe that I was led, created to pray for them, to provide for them, to protect them. So those are my whys. And when my why is so big, you know, the what and the how, it just gets sucked up into the why. And that's why I love being part of Public Speakers Association, because you don't have to be one of the rules is to be imperfect. So I raised my hand. I am imperfect. But, you know, what I really wanted to do, I was striving. I realized that I was striving to try to maintain a 4.0 in this area, you know, trying to be successful in the eyes of my wife and my children. But I realized that I can survive with a B. I can make mistakes. I can survive with a C. In fact, C's get degrees, too. So I knew that I can be successful doing that as well. I had to realize that we are different, you know, and I realized I became more successful is when I accept the differences and I appreciate the difference. And I realized even for my wife, when she comes home, and I think it, a lot of women as well, is that, you know, she's always on, you know, the switch is always on, you know, she come home from work, but she's constantly connected. She's constantly thinking about other things. So I try to see what I can do to be able to help her in that area. And she's currently working on her PhD. So I hear a struggle and she talk about, hey, I need to do my dissertation. She got other things going on. And, you know, I try to encourage her to take some time for herself because it's really, really needed. And then sometimes she feels guilty to take time for herself. And what I do is just end up, hey, look, take the girls, let's go. Give us some time to be able to do things that she needs to do. And you know, so number one, the first thing, using CHEER as the acronym to kind of share with you what I do. And I want to tell you a little story that just happened this week. That's when I'm getting more clarity that she has a whole lot going on. She had to work Saturday. She came home, and I cleaned the bathroom, and I cleaned one of the other rooms. And it literally took 24 hours. I mean, she used the bathroom a couple of times. It was like 24 hours later, she said, hey, babe, wow, good job on the bathroom. You know, and I was like, wow, it took you that long to, but that's her and that's how she processed. And that lets me know that she has a lot going on. You know, I did the closet and it wasn't until yesterday she said, wow, the closet looks great. And then we had a little challenge this morning. She forgot her computer. But being able to meet that area and to, one, C would be to care for my wife, care for the women in my life. So that's what C stands for, just looking for opportunities to cheer them on. And one, I choose to love them, you know. And the other thing is knowing her love language. And that's a great book, The Five Love Languages, because mine is the words of affirmation. And hers is quality time and physical touch. So I realize now when I do stuff that she's asked me to do, she said, hey, she needs help, you know, cleaning the house or doing something like that. So I did the bathroom. And I realized I had to change my expectations, you know, not doing it just to get some affirmation or words of affirmation, that I do it because I care for her and it's important to her. No matter when she, you know, she would respond and acknowledge that it was done. So that was very, very key for me, is to be able to care for her. Care for her enough, care enough for my daughters to be able to do the things that's important to them. And for H, we go into H, is to hear what she has to say. You know, sometimes I think in the past I've listened to the words that come out of her mouth, but really am I hearing what she's saying? And when I say hear, you know, you spell the word hear, H-E-A-R, and hear, that's with the physical ear, you know, listening to the words that's coming out of her mouth, and she's speaking maybe with a tad bit, tablespoon, or maybe even a teaspoon of emotions. And once you throw those emotions in there, I can't compete logically. Because she may say, I don't feel that that's right. But nevertheless, what I've done is to hear, listen to the ear and our heart. So if you spell heart, H-E-A-R-T, I begin to hear her heart and what's really on her heart. And a lot of times I don't always get it right, but I tell you, I'm doing a better job at getting there. And when you hear with the ear in her heart, you take that, I draw a line from under the H straight over to the T and put an arrow at the T, you'll hear her to the T. So I hear her to the T because I'm now trying to tune in, not only with my physical ear, but I want to know what's on her heart and be able to deliver the things that she may be asking. And giving me some guidance, you know, even when it's something helping, you know, with my daughters, it's even helpful just to hear that as well. So I'm getting better in that. And again, I'm okay with the B, missing it sometimes, and a C is fine as well. That'll give me some credit, a little bit of credit throughout the process. And so we move on to E, and cheer. It's to enter her world, you know, to learn what she likes to do, learn what the women in my life like to do. You know, watch how she does things. I mean, I watch how she cleaned the bathroom. She's very, very anal when it comes to cleaning and having things organized, and I'm just the opposite, you know, but the opposites attract, and we actually support each other both in our strengths and weakness. But watch how she do things, and then I take it and I do it as me, because I think the effort, she appreciates the effort in what I'm doing versus just not doing anything. I also look at what my daughters are doing. You know, find out the things that my girls are doing. Be there for maybe a basketball game or a cheering game or my other daughter's in the drama, you know, but just actually getting into their space, getting into their world, not necessarily trying to understand it, just to be able to enter that world, understand how they do, what they like, and then you can kind of go from there. And even my oldest daughter, you know, just finding out the things that she likes. Because things that I may think she like may not be the things that she like. So even colors, you know. So her mother would give me some, just recently for her birthday, just giving me some ideas. So she was talking about this. So I went out and did the best I can. And, wow, I mailed it to her in New York. And she was so happy that I was able to give her or deliver to her the things that she was thinking of or was asking. So it made her feel important. And I picked up that towel, that paper towel, that napkin, threw a couple of clenched fists in the air just to support her. And moving on to the second E in cheer is to encourage them, to encourage her, to encourage my wife, to encourage my daughters, to encourage the women in my life. And sometimes, you know, they may not be in a space to receive it, but you go and you encourage them. You know, I've asked my wife, I'm doing daily periscopes. I've asked her, hey, just kind of get involved. And, you know, it'd be important to know that you know what I'm doing. Just in the last week or two, she's been joining periscopes at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's nothing like having your wife, your spouse, your mate on the line cheering you on, giving you hearts. And the beauty of that is she cheers me on no matter what the score is. And there's been some times where I've been in on the donut in the win column, you know. So I wanted to just to kind of tell you an example that I had this weekend with this past week with my daughter. And it really was an eye-opener. So I had to encourage her. So she's taking dual credits in high school. And she was, it was first year in high school, so it was a little challenging in the class, human geography. And she's kind of a perfectionist. So she was in the class and trying to understand the writing style. And so we had until last week that we had to make a decision. We was going to pull her out, or we was going to pull her out and put her in another class, or let her go, with the probability she may not do well. She's a very, very sharp student, very smart. It's just trying to figure out that first year of high school. So we talked to her. We said, hey, look, we're gonna take you out of class because you're not you're studying all the time. You're up late and you're just missing the mark. But thank God that we encouraged them to speak up for themselves. So she actually got myself and my wife together, and she says, you know, you guys, I'm not a quitter. You know, I'm not one to quit. You know, you guys are not giving me an opportunity to apply myself, to turn myself around, to make this thing happen. I'll figure it out. In fact, I'm actually getting better at it. So she sat us down and she talked about that, and she was a little tearful. And my wife and I had already talked, and what we learned the lesson in that process is that our fears was beginning to get the best of us. And in my parenting as a father, trying to protect her, really versus encouraging her and believing in her that she will be successful in the class. So what I did, we allowed her to sit down and talk with her, talk with my wife. I said, you know what? You're right. I mean, we need to go ahead and support her, give her an opportunity to turn it around. So nevertheless, she was sharing with us how she felt. She was crying. You know, tears was, she said, hey, you guys are just pulling me out. You didn't even kind of get what I felt. So I went up and I grabbed her and I hugged her. You know, I prayed for her. I said, you know what? I apologize. I allowed my fears to, and my need to feel I have to protect you to automatically pull, you know, try to pull you out. And I realized at that point, my wife kind of shared with me, that would be kind of a breaking point with her self-esteem. Because anything in life, I would have lowered the bar for her because anything in life from there, she would have thought as it gets tough or gets challenging, I'm going to get protected by my family or they're going to pull me out. So we decided to, like I said, I prayed with her. I said, look, whatever it is that you want to do, mom and me and mom, we stand by you because we believe that you can do it. You're smart. You're sharp. You know, so that day she went and she spoke with the counselor. And she decided to stay in the class. So she is living up to the expectation, and she believing in herself. And I think that pouring into her, believing in her, holding her, and telling her that she can do it was something that kind of turned her around. And she believes now times two that she can do this, and she'll take it to the next level. So I'm so proud of her. But, again, just learning, that was one of the things that I needed to learn to be able to encourage her and believe in her. And the last thing, so that it was a great story, and I'm looking forward to my wife as an educator. She's sitting down with her, talk to her a little bit about how to pull the key things out and how to learn a particular subject so that she can be better in her writing style. So we are not only have supported her, but we're given a consistent action by supporting her, doing whatever's necessary for her to be successful. And then lastly, the R is to reinforce the encouragement, reinforce the love, reinforce the affirmations. But most importantly, what I've learned, what my wife has shared with me, is to be reinforced with consistency. So, because she watches, you know, I do something today, if I change up tomorrow, she's going to hold me accountable for being inconsistent. You know, with my daughters, if I say I'm going to do something, I need to deliver and be consistent in the things that I say I'm going to do. So it is a continuous learning process. I made her a study. I made my girls a study. And I realized that it's all about my attitude. You know, and I realized that my attitude will determine my approach in this situation, and my approach will determine my success or failure as it pertains to cheering my wife, cheering my girls on in their lives, you know, to do what is necessary to cheer them on. I don't have to maintain a 4.0, although I strive for that. I'll be okay with a B and a C. So I just wanted to share, pour my heart out, share with you the things that I do for the Raymond household and the women that's in my life. But again, it's the big why. I make my why so big that if things go challenging, I can always go back to the why. The what's going to change, the how may change, but the why is going to be consistent. So again, my name is Dylan Raymond. I am a military civilian transition expert. I believe I'm very good in this area as it pertains to women, being I'm surrounded by women. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to invite you to connect with me. My website is www.dylaneraymond.com. That's DylanEraymond.com. I'm also on Twitter and Periscope, and it's at I am Dylan Raymond. And I do a 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time Periscope live broadcast. And I'm right now on day 19 of 26, Daily Word Challenge, ABCs for inspiration and transition. So I invite you guys to connect with me, to follow me, to see some of the things that I'm doing. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm just excited because this has given me an opportunity. I'm hoping there's some men that's on here and maybe some of the tools and the tips that I share will be something that can help them be successful. And I tell my wife and women, ladies that's listening in, it's important because, you know, guys just don't know that we don't know until we don't know. So it's also great to be able to have that encouragement. And I lean on my wife all the time to be able to make sure she's full by loving her under her love language, loving my girls under their love language. So it's been a pleasure to share with you today in this Women's Virtual Summit. And look forward to seeing you guys and maybe hearing from you, connecting with you in the virtual arena, in the areas of my website or following me on social media. So thank you so much, Tanya, for this opportunity. You guys have a great day and be blessed. This is Dylan Raymond.